a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
Used to be, if you were a sleep apnea sufferer traveling away from home, you had no choice but to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you wherever you went. But that all changed with the invention of the Transcend Mini CPAP, the world's very first completely original mini CPAP. As small as a soda can and weighing less than a pound, Transcend is an engineering breakthrough that finally made it possible to sleep comfortably anywhere. And now you can try the world's very first completely original mini CPAP absolutely risk-free for 10 days. To receive your 10-day trial, call now, 1-800-300-5254. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Finally, the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-300-5254. That's 1-800-300-5254.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blohm with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
the brown stain on the mattress.
Like Mike Evans.
We're about to get Opinion's Playhouse.
Arlie Ermey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 6th edition of Opinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all of my banking. I say my, it's a family banking place, my wife and I, because, look, she contributes to... No, she doesn't. She contributes to the spending and the withdrawing as much as I do. So that's where we do it all. Credit card, debit card, car loan, the whole thing. First Community Credit Union, we'll talk. But first, we're going to do this. And that is a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive money from your 401k, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And as soon as Max's segment was over, I saw Rat Boy on the phone. And he was doing some talking. And I said, he hung up. I said, what was that all about? remember, I don't know what it was, Rat Boy mentioned claymation. At some point, he talked about claymation.
Oh, Max,
which is Max.
Yeah.
It's an animation sort of thing when they use clay.
Yeah.
And Rat Boy says he was on the phone to Paramount, to all the major studios, says he could save him a fortune. Don't use clay. What were you telling them to use?
Cheese.
Well,
cheese.
Now you think about it, you could make the characters out of cheese, bendable, arms, and you may be onto something.
Huh.
And there's plenty of cheese around. You have to make that clay or bake it or whatever they do. You got another great idea, Rat Boy. Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. So much. Yeah. I was at the truck stop this past weekend coming back from Lake of the Ozarks in Kingdom City. There are a couple of truck stops there. And I got a box of popcorn out of the popcorn machine. And to me, the more yellow it is, the better. I don't like white popcorn. I like yellow popcorn. So, you know, it's got butter and salt and stuff in it. And it was pretty good, but it wasn't as good as First Community Credit Union's popcorn. And I thought, wow, I'm comparing other popcorn to the popcorn at First Community, and I'm sure nobody else does that because nobody goes to First Community for the popcorn. But here's what it tells me. If they're going to do anything, they're going to do it perfectly, even if it's just the complimentary popcorn. They're not about to have that burned, sorry, Dan, or too much salt or butter or anything. And that's the way they run their everything. If they're going to have rates, they're going to have them the most competitive they can be.
I've gone in there just for the popcorn. I didn't have to do anything at the counter. I pulled
well, that
in.
That does not surprise anybody.
I pulled in. And
you'd go there just for
I
popcorn.
I pulled in, and they said, can I help you with anything? I said, no, I'm fine. I just wanted to get a bag of popcorn. And they said, help yourself.
That's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'll bet that it didn't bother them, did it?
No, it didn't bother them at all.
That's the kind of people they are.
But I have an account there, but still.
But if you think the popcorn's good, wait till you taste the service. See what I did there? Mm. Kind of made a tie into popcorn.
Ooh.
The service is also good. The rates are, whether you're borrowing or spending, the rates are impressive and very competitive. It's a good, stable, solid place to bank, and it's getting bigger all the time. But it doesn't matter how... Look, they got 41 locations now. I don't care how big they get. They have 143. You'll never know it by the level of service being compromised. Not going to happen. They're not going to let it happen. They're First Community Credit Union, and there's a reason they are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Would you just at least consider moving your banking business to First Community Credit Union? That's all we ask. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com or stop in and get some popcorn. Tell them Dan Strauss said it was okay if you just go in and get popcorn. They won't mind. I told Peon during a break earlier, for whatever reason, I thought of something this morning that I haven't thought of for a while, and when I thought about it, it made me mad. And it made me mad because all of us were suckered and taken, and at the time we were being suckered, I came on the air and said, we're all being suckered. This is a scam. Yet now nobody is saying, hey, where's our money back? And I'm talking about those stupid emission sniffers.
Oh.
Now, if that was so important for a better global whatever, why did they all of a sudden close them up and stop it? Because it wasn't even, it was a complete sham.
And we had people call that were in that truck. Remember they had the truck? They would park them on the side of the road?
Okay, where we are right now, if you want to get to your emissions. If anybody with half a brain, think about this. We were buying into this. I wasn't. But some people bought into this. Oh, man, they get it in the mail. Passed. Woo!
Yeah.
You passed. Yeah. Why? Because a truck with a sniffer.
You drove by.
Sniffed your exhaust out of 50 other car exhausts that were on the ramp. It's just stupid. And where's our money back that we paid for that and those emission stations we went to? There's so much that's just not right.
Well, yeah, and we were talking too, all the cars that belch out the most emissions
or exempt all the older cars that...
you do not have to go through the station if you have a 1970 or older gas belcher, oil gush, burning black smoke belcher. 50th class reunion's coming up. I know what you're thinking. He doesn't sound that old. No, you're right. I don't. I looked at him. Okay, knock it off. if you went back, have you ever been to one, Dan?
I have not. No.
I'm surprised at that. Yeah. You would be the guy who'd go to all of them.
I didn't really know about them until the
last... You know what you're afraid to say? You never went to high school, did you?
No, I didn't. I only went to the sixth grade.
But... They conveniently forgot to tell you about the reunion.
No, but I did find out about the last couple, and I didn't go. Which...
No, I think Peon's on to something. Here's a dramatization of the committee meeting. Okay, did anybody call... Dan Strauss, class of 19. Yeah, I called him. Yeah. When they didn't, really. They just didn't want him to come. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but that's probably what happened.
I'm sure.
You've never been to one, Peon, right?
Yeah. I think I went to the 10. We just had the 20.
See,
I didn't go to that
10
one.
Is not enough where you can...
I went to the 5 and the 10, I think.
But 5 and 10 is not long enough after you graduated where everybody looks worse than you do or older. You got to wait a while before that happens.
Where they really change. Yeah. You walk in 25 years later, and you walk in, and there's Bob.
Mm. Bob? And you can't even recognize him.
No.
Because you think Bob's dad is there. And Bob must have passed away. Oh, you must be Bob's dad. No, I'm Bob. But they're thinking that about you.
I know.
You don't see yourself the way they do. So if I did this, and I won't, I'm sure, but if I did, I want to find a way to have fun with it. Like, you know that everybody there is kind of curious to know, well, who really made it and who didn't. Who's been married 6 times and whose marriage worked out and who had kids that were failures. That's really what it's about.
Were there any girls?
They want to leave feeling better about themselves because you're uglier than they are or your kids are deranged.
Any girls that you dated in high school?
There would be one, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
It would, I'm sure, be there. She was actually the very first date that was a real date that I ever had, and I was 15. And she'll be there. And that's the other thing. I'm concerned sparks might start flying.
Well, yeah.
You know, because when you got it, you got it. And I probably still got it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd see me, and she thought the lights were out, but...
Now, fireworks are going to go off.
There was an ember still burning there.
Did you and your wife go to the same high school or no?
Oh, no. No, we're 3 years apart. She's 3 years later graduated than I was.
But the same high school or no? She went to a different high school, too. You
different
guys
town,
live in the same area.
Same area, but different high school, different town.
Has she gone to any of hers?
No. But that's another thing. I don't think you should take your wife. She wasn't part of it. Isn't this supposed to be about us getting together who were in the halls of the classes together?
I want to say with mine, they have 2 separate nights where one is just supposed to be for the person, and then they have a social one where
here's how I think it should
doubles.
Be. Here's how I think it should be. And I think wives should just deal with it. You go with whoever your girlfriend was when you were a senior, yeah. Which means that I would be going with Linda Probasco.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I'd be going with. I know that I have a strange thought pattern, and so I'm just going to throw this out as another thing that for no reason it came into my head as one of the dumb things we say. And I'll use it in a sentence. Let's say the teacher is saying to the class, well, if whoever did it doesn't come forward, I'm going to punish every last one of you. Every last one?
How can
there be every last one? There's only one last one. I'll punish every last one of you.
Yeah, instead of just saying every one of you.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Now, I got another one for you. Let's see if you knuckleheads can tell me where this comes from.
All right.
Well, the handwriting's on the wall. What's that from?
Huh.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
No idea.
Well, you're both going to hell. It's from the Bible. You don't know your Bible.
Really?
It's from the Bible.
Huh.
In Daniel, there's a reference to an image of a hand appearing, writing something on a wall, like a prophecy or something.
Huh.
You're going straight to hell for not knowing
that. It's in Daniel, too?
It's in the book, Daniel.
Oh, wow.
It's a biblical
thing. I should know that.
You're Catholic.
Well, and my name's Daniel.
Well, there you go. You should have known it. You're going double. You're going hell twice, if that's possible.
Oof.
You know what a slug is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's an ugly, disgusting, like, living piece of snot.
A giant.
It's a giant snail. It's snail with no house.
Yes.
And what are they good for? What is the point?
I have no idea.
My grandson caught a slug, like you catch them. I can't get away from you. And he had it in a, I don't know, something.
And don't they, do they stink?
I don't know. I've never kept one long enough. But do you remember, and did you do this as a kid, the cruel but fun way to kill them?
Oh.
Pour salt on them.
Oh, yes, we did. I remember
it
that.
It melts them.
That sounds familiar.
Now imagine that you're a slug, and you've never hurt anybody.
Mm-mm.
You just kind of slowly get along, and you never, you're not mean, and then a kid catches you, and the kid's dad, and you can hear him going, hey, watch this, and the next thing you know, you're melting, and probably burning from salt.
Oh.
But I remember that as a kid, we would salt a slug and watch it melt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody feels sorry for a slug because it's kind of a disgusting. It's like a living thick booger,
yeah.
Or like living thick chunk of snot. Yeah. Or something.
I came across a snail the other day for the longest time.
What do you mean?
I mean, I saw it on the sidewalk. I hadn't seen one in person, you know, in a long, long time. And it was so I picked it up, and of course, it retracted right back in its shell.
Oh yeah,
and then I placed it on the grass because I wanted to see it come on it again. And that little, because it's like a slug body just with a shell on
right.
it. And so its head comes out and it's got those two little tentacles on top and it was trying to feel around and everything. Those things are another weird.
I feel bad for them. And maybe a slug is actually a snail that lost its home in foreclosure or something. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you got to feel bad for him because let's just say, especially a slug, he's got no protection. A snail goes, uh-oh, I'm going to my house. But a slug looks up and goes, uh-oh, I better get out of here.
Oh,
they get,
yeah.
Get move very fast. So you got to feel bad for them. Peon is going to teach us right now something that I don't think Dan knows. I know I don't know what this means. Peon gave me this story, and it's one of those advice columns where, you know, you write in and say, hey, my boyfriend or girl. This says that somebody's...
Somebody posted this on Twitter because they thought it was very funny.
Okay, it wasn't a column.
Their mom came across this term. And so she asked her daughter...
Here's what the text was. Do you know what pegging is?
Pegging?
Now, it says that it's best discussed with a parent, and it's something...
It shouldn't be discussed as a parent. That's what it probably says, because it's very probably awkward.
Okay, it says it isn't usually a topic. But
yes.
So apparently the mother saw something about pegging, and... And I told Peon, I said, I have no idea. Dan, do you know what it is?
No.
Let me explain something about Peon. Peon is, he's the bad influence. Normally, the older person is the bad influence. Not in this case. He's
right.
The one that introduced us to things like sweater meat mm-hmm. and hot Carl.
Yes. Fun bags.
Fun bags. And this guy. Yeah. So, can you, is there
I am a
way,
child of the internet.
Is there a way you can tell us what pegging
is? I believe
is?
So. It is when two consenting adults... of opposite sex, they could be married, they could not be married, where instead of the male taking his role, what he normally does with a woman, they reverse it, where the woman uses an apparatus to kind of switch the roles up. So essentially, pegging is the act of... what's going on?
So she uses
an apparatus
thing
that she straps on.
Yes.
Yes.
And he receives it.
Yes.
That's about all we could say.
Well, that's
how
it.
How do
I don't
you
think
know
you need
this?
To say anything,
how is it you would know that? I'm serious.
Well, like I said, the internet
is... That's not something that comes up in conversation.
No, that's strictly...
my wife and I were pegging the other night.
Wow. The internet.
Dan, you know what I think it came up, or how he knew it? I think they pegged.
Mm-hmm.
I think he and Angela did.
Yeah.
No, I would not. That there's anything. If you're into pegging, I'm all for.
Like my preacher said when we got married, if you
whatever
both
two consenting
are,
adults want to do,
if you're both fine with it, then it's all right with God. That's
not
what he
something
said.
I would choose to do. But
all right, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right. Now, in joke telling, it's one thing to do the voice of an old man. A lot of people can do that. Very few people can do a joke where you do two old men's voices. But wait, there's more. How about three old
men? Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't think this has ever been done before. Three old men. They're just sitting around. They're all around 90. And they're just sitting around talking about problems they have being old. And the first old guy says, man, he says, I'll tell you a problem I got. I'm getting damn tired of peeing in my pants. And I'm wearing a damn diaper all the time. Diaper, like a little baby. A little baby. A little 90-year-old baby has to wear a diaper. I don't know when I'm going to pee. I got no control. Just, psst, there goes peeing. That's the problem I got. I wish I didn't have. The next old man goes, well, I'll tell you a problem I have. Mine's a pooping problem. I poop in my pants a couple times a day, and I don't know when it's coming. I got no bowel control. I just poop. And I'm damn tired of it, and I have to wear a diaper, too. What about you? They look at the third guy. He goes, well, he says, hey, I don't have that diaper. I don't have to walk around all day with a diaper like you guys. And I'll have to tell you that I'm very regular. I mean like clockwork every morning, give or take 5 minutes. I urinate at 7 o'clock in the morning. And no later than 7:20, I have a good bowel movement. My problem is I don't get up till 9.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just got a report of an accident on eastbound Highway 40 at Jefferson. That's got to be in the middle of the backup because that goes all the way to Vandeventer. They have finally cleared the accident on westbound Highway 40 past Timberlake Manor. Now, you do have heavy traffic from Jefferson out through McCausland. You're running slow from Clayton Warson to 270. Still a little slow pockets here and there from 270 out to Boone's Crossing. They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 70 at Highway A. You're backed up east of Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Westbound 364 now is running slow from near Bennington Place all the way over the Veterans Bridge. Eastbound 270 is now Missouri Bottom through New Florissant, and southbound 170, it's stop and go. Pretty solid from Page down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. You can get up to $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whenever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs. Founded by firemen.
You listen to us. We listen to you.
Hello?
Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS.
Could you possibly repeat that number for me?
That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Try doing that at other stations that have their shows coming out of Florida, New York, or L.A. Not gonna happen.
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Hey, I guess my comment just simply is...
But, okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550, KTRS. KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. whether your needs are residential, and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
There's only one place where a group of friends is transformed into a section of cheering, where bonds are strengthened over 12-inch dogs and 16-ounce toasts. There's only one party where you can take selfies with friends while exchanging high fives with strangers, where towels are used for waving and caps are worn for rallying. There's only one reason to go crazy on a Tuesday night or a Sunday afternoon. There's only one Cardinals baseball. The Cards host the Phillies the weekend of June 9th through 11th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Ritz kickoff to summer weekend is almost here, June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids baseball glove, a Six Flags Day, and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence and almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Open up.
When your garage door opener no longer works.
Come on.
Or when you break a spring.
Oh, man.
You need help fast.
Oh, come on.
Give a locally owned company a call. The Right Door Company. Spelled W-R-I-G-H-T at 314-484-3667. That's 484-3667. Or see their website at therightdoorco.com. They service all makes and models of garage doors and openers. The Right Door Company. Quality you expect. Service you deserve.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Well, I know that somebody out there is thinking, this is the highlight of my day right here. And you know who that is? Mike Evans. That's the somebody thinking that. And he'll be with us in mere seconds after I remind you that he's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant. Peon, before the show, or it was yesterday, describing having just been there recently and had the, go ahead and tell him what you had.
French dip.
The French dip. And he started slobbering on himself while he was talking about it. It's as good as it gets. And then there's another thing there's as good, and another one is as good as it gets, and another, and on and on and on. It's a fantastic restaurant. And next door is a Smokehouse Market, and they're both closed on Mondays. And if you give somebody a gift card to either or both, they will love you forever. Any Guns and the Smokehouse Market, both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, now present Mike Evans. You'll be in it.
So I went swimming today.
Uh-huh.
And Bogey just goes crazy when I go out in the pool. He's dropping the ball in the pool and chasing the ball and barking, barking, barking. And I had enough of his barking. And
you put him down?
My son, their dog is a little hyper, and they told us about this dog calming
spray
you buy. Calms the dog down. They eat it, you know, a little treat.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I've never given you one, but I've had enough. So I opened this bag, and three fell out. I grabbed two, and he grabbed one and ate it.
You ate one, didn't you?
And then I looked at it, and it's like one of these treats is for a 25 to 50 pound dog, and
Bogey
weighs about 14 pounds.
Oh,
oopsie.
Bogey is laying down, taking it easy.
Is it like dog marijuana or something?
I think it is.
You ate it, didn't you? Tell the truth.
I chopped it up and snorted it.
There you go.
Parker's question, who is Megan Fox's best friend forever? I mean, they talk every day, they hang out, and this guy's the godfather of her son, Shia LaBeouf, Zac Efron, Robert Pattinson.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yay, bow wow.
Answer in just a
minute. Who was the last one?
Bow wow?
Bow wow wow, yippee-yay, bow wow.
Is that Lil Bow Wow? Who's that?
Big Bow Wow.
Oh,
now.
Big Bow, sorry.
Yeah, he dropped a Lil.
Star News, Tina Fey.
Yeah, I think she's
said she's going to retire in 2 years.
Well, I'm sure she can.
She can. This week, Jimmy Kimmel will host the Navy SEAL Foundation dinner. I say good for him.
Mm-hmm.
On June 26th, Drake and Nicki Minaj will host the first NBA award show on TNT. Justin Bieber works out at a boxing gym every day in New York. He has hired a boxing coach. He said he'd like to get in the ring and fight a real professional boxer for charity.
I hope he does that.
He'd get killed.
Yeah, I hope he does it.
All right, well, maybe a retired boxer. How about Justin Bieber against Mike Tyson?
I think he's one of those guys, those skinny arm guys, who wants to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, once you make it to the pros in any sport, you're a different. It's a different animal.
And they're not going to unload on him. They'll, you know.
It's a different animal. I mean, Tim Tebow won a Heisman, the Heisman Trophy, and he couldn't even play in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's
luck.
How good he was.
Good
he
luck,
knew.
Justin.
Yeah. Odds and in. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have already been talking about a wedding date, location, guest list, and honeymoon.
I sure hope so.
Sounds pretty serious to me. Let me know when you get your invitation, Franco.
I won't be getting one.
I can't. TV news. Some shows coming in June that I think you should not miss. If you're an old movie buff, and I am, on Showtime, June 10th, never-before-seen footage of movie icon Judy Garland Grant.
What is that you just
who
did?
Is this?
I don't know who it is.
Telling his story about dropping acid 100 times.
Now, there's a guy you don't picture dropping acid.
Oh, wow.
His problems with women and his bizarre relationship with his mom. Again, Judy, Curry, Grant.
Oh, like another one of those sugar cubes.
What's wrong with your voice?
Mine was a good carrier.
No,
yes, it was.
It sucked big.
All right, let's put it out goodness. There for the audience to judge. Give them yours.
Judy, Cary Grant.
All right, now listen. Nothing. I hear nothing. Here's mine. I'd like another one of those sugar cubes.
You sound like freaking. You sound like freaking Piers Morgan. What the hell? Where are you, Piers Morgan?
No.
Yes. June 13th on Netflix, Glow. And it stars Mad Men's Alison Brie as an out-of-work actress who joins a group of female wrestlers in a very low-budget cable TV show. Just the sound of it sounds funny.
That was a real thing, Glow. Mm. It was the...
Yeah, with the wrestlers.
Something Ladies of Wrestling.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I do remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hilarious.
I'd rather they have that big-busted redhead be the wrestler.
All you think about is breasts and areolas.
She played Joan.
Yes.
Christina...
Hendricks.
Hendricks, yes. Let her wrestle.
June 22nd, Mike Myers, baby.
What
is this?
We don't know.
What's happening?
But he's a British game show host, but he's actually hosting the Gong Show in character.
Yeah,
Mike Myers,
man.
Here's my Mike Myers. I'd like another one of those sugar cubes.
Here's Morgan again. Morgan makes an appearance. Again, it's the Piers Morgan show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is a weird deal with him doing a character the whole time.
That is strange.
I don't get that.
No.
New York Post headline above a photograph of a dude sitting in a stopped, broken-down subway car wearing graduate... Somebody's calling me. What the hell's going
Can't
on?
They know who yeah. you are and what you do.
Hello?
Air them out.
Oh.
Give them what's for right in front
yeah.
of us.
Somebody, I hear.
Can you hold on just 1 second?
I hear
somebody.
He's very nice.
It's a prostitute.
Look how polite.
It's a female.
Yeah. I'm outside.
You're not going to believe this. It's I'm having a colonoscopy on Friday.
And they came to your house to do it?
I'm having a colonoscopy, and this is them calling me back about my instructions.
Oh.
By the way, I'm taking Friday off.
Okay, you better go take care of this.
Can I take care of this instead?
Go.
Okay, your pop quiz question, real quick. Megan Fox, best friend. Is it Bow Wow, Robert Pattinson, Zac Efron, or Shia LaBeouf?
I'll go Shia LaBeouf.
Efron.
Bow Wow.
It is Shia LaBeouf. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
You better get to that rectal exam. Mm. He seemed excited to get to that, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
That's odd. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You know how somebody will say, try the veal. Try everything. You won't do it in one visit, but over time, you will. Take it from Peon when he says...
Try the French dip.
Yeah, take it from me when I say that shrimp appetizer, or the one thing I thought I hated, and I would never eat it until I ate it at Annie Gunn's, bread pudding. This is not like any bread pudding I ever had anywhere else. They're both next door to each other, and they're east of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift card's always a good idea. Matheny Heating and Cooling, I had a nice chat with one of the top brass people at Matheny, Mr. Matheny. It's always a pleasure talking with you. And I have a system that is about 16 years old. In fact, the last time Matheny was out, I said, just for the heck of it, can you tell me how old it is? Go into the serial number. They knew exactly. They said, yeah, 16 years old. Which means that I know any day it's going to come. It's a time for the funeral, for the heating and air conditioning funeral. And I guess I'll just have to deal with it. It'll be a sad time. Not because I'll, like a pet you're putting down. It's because it's not cheap putting in a new system if you do it right. And it will be done right because I'll tell you who'll do it. Matheny will do it. So I'm ready to have it done right. But for now, it's still cranking, still kicking, and they'll keep it that way as long as they can. We are headed for, here we are, June 6th. If you've been in St. Louis any time, we never escape at least a stretch of that miserable, high humidity, high temperature weather where you cannot wait to get inside. And when you get inside, you want it cool. And to make sure it will be, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's what you need to know. You need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. You can be business, it can be a residence, no matter how big or small, nobody too big or too small. And that's it. Don't worry about the type or the brand or the make or the model or the year. They work on everything. They are trained to work on everything. This is the company you call, and you're so grateful knowing you'll never have to look for anybody else because you're that happy with them. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
It is time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident on westbound 70 at Highway A, so things are thinning out in the St. Charles County area pretty well. Now, if you're traveling westbound 70, look for some slowdowns between Union out through Lucas and Hunt, again from 170, or excuse me, from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound Highway 364 slowing on the Creekcore Lake Bridge across the Veterans Bridge. If you're on eastbound Highway 40, you're at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, west of Hampton through Shrewsbury, southbound 170, stop and go Olive down through 40, and eastbound Highway 270, we're still a little bit slow east of McDonald through New Florence, and southbound 270 Page through Highway 44. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get up to $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's GNC's lowest prices of the season sale now through June 7th on diet and test support, fish oil, and more. Change begins at GNC. Select products only. Season is March 30th through May 31st.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, listen to this. You know how I've been complaining about muscle fatigue lately?
Yes, dear. How's that going?
I found this stuff called Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
Really?
It started soothing my tired muscles and joints immediately, and it lasted for hours.
What about the smell?
It's actually odor-free.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming
live at KTRS.com.
As Cary Grant would have said, if you see a police officer, be sure to thank him or her. Come on, that was good. Have a great, what is this today?
Tuesday.
Now the music, the singing has started. I hate it when that happens. When the road looks, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Just days after a young man drowned, there's talk of new restrictions, maybe even a shutdown of Rockford Beach on the Big River. When people are out here swimming again, tonight they weigh in.
Human remains found inside a vacant Centerville home. How police learned about them and how long they've been there.
A South St. Louis park is being used as a dumping ground. One alderman's proposal to stop the trash.
A decades-old flood control idea is getting new life in Franklin County. How it could hold back one of the rivers in the Merrimack Basin.
But first at 6, Fox 2 has learned that some big changes may be coming on the Big River in Jefferson County.
Yeah, this just days after a teenager drowned near Rockford Beach Park in House Springs. Andy Banker is here now with the story. It's all new at 6. Andy?
Yeah, people either drown there or have to be rescued there pretty much every year. The